Now, in Afghanistan, where the war on terror began after the 9/11 attacks, ISIS appears to have gained a foothold. It's being blamed for the beheading of a group of Shiite villagers, including a young girl. In a demonstration last week, thousands carried the caskets of the dead through the streets of Kabul, demanding protection. A documentary offers a chilling portrait of one village taken over by Islamic State fighters. It's called ISIS in Afghanistan. It's on PBS Frontline, and Renee Montaigne talked with the journalist behind it.
Najibullah Qureshi has covered militant groups in Afghanistan for over a decade, and he's now the rare journalist who's gotten access to ISIS-held territory. It was a dangerous journey, and he told me even he was surprised that this brutal brand of militants had appeared in his country.
To be honest, when I heard first about ISIS in Afghanistan, I didn't believe this. Because we invested so much, we paid so much life to bring peace and to fight against these insurgency and terrorist groups. But now we have ISIS in Afghanistan, which is horrible.
You say yourself in the film, the area that they control was first controlled by Taliban. So what is the change other than a new black flag where once there was a Taliban flag?
Well, not only the Taliban was in power on that region, most of the area we went belonged to Al-Qaeda in the past. They simply changed their site and they become ISIS. It was in sometimes in June 2014, they came to Afghanistan and They just hung up 12 Taliban commander.
They were hanged as a message.
Yes. This was their first message for all the Taliban, and they were basically telling them to join them, otherwise somehow they will be killed.
I'd like to play a scene from your documentary. In this village, there were a group of very young children, boys and girls, gathered into a classroom. Their teacher is an ISIS fighter. He's asking them to basically learn by rote.
Nasala pasde jihad. Jihad sitawi. Jihad. Dita sunu meleki.
Kalashnikov.
Kalashnikov. I mean, pretty stunning. He also shows them not just the gun, but then a grenade, points to pulling the pin. Talk to us about all that.
Well, the things which really, really shocked me was to see those children at the school. So I thought maybe they get some proper lesson at the school, like some grammar, maybe some maths or something like this, or even to learn about proper Islam. Then he thought, what is jihad? Teaching children 3 or 4 years old up to 9 or 10 years old, what is jihad? And then later on that day, they were watching some beheading, some torturing videos, which they're receiving from Syria and Iraq in front of the children.
And the children were seeing them.
Yes. They were inviting the children to watch this. I asked him, is that right to show these kind of things for the children? They said, yes, they should know from now. So these would be our next generation.
How much of a draw is the ability of ISIS to pay its fighters more than the Taliban, and by a lot? In the film, in the documentary, they were talking about $700 a month, which is a huge sum in Afghanistan.
So Afghan army, they get $300 per month, and most of the time it's delay. After 5 months, they get 2 months' salary, and they cannot support their family. And that's why thousands of Afghan troops left the army. But ISIS offer $700, and they pay monthly and without any delay. And most of the Afghan people, especially the young generation, they are unemployed. So, of course, everyone going to join them. They are poor. They don't have anything to eat, and they want to support their families. And also, the way they pitch their ideas, their opinions on these people, they are very clever. They saying God says this, and Quran says this. And because these people are uneducated, they can't read Quran, they don't know about Islam, so they think, yes, he is right. Let's do whatever he's saying. So that's why ISIS succeed in Afghanistan, and day by day, they are recruiting people.
Mm. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks a lot.
Najibullah Qureshi's frontline documentary is called ISIS in Afghanistan. It airs tomorrow on PBS stations.